Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Joy in the Morning, episode 8. This is my occasional podcast where I'm recording my thinking and my feeling after the death of my mother earlier this year. It's March the 14th in the year 2021. And it's Mothering Sunday, the first one since my mother died back in February. And I've been thinking, feeling, I've been praying about, talking to God about what I'm thinking and feeling today, and I can't figure it out. I feel very strange. And by the way, that's what this podcast is about, really. It's about me talking out my thinking and my feeling, because I seem to work out best what I am thinking and how I'm feeling by talking or by writing. So as much as anything, these podcasts are for me. If they help you or anybody else, that's all to the good. So I have been out praying, and I have been sitting for a bit in my parents' greenhouse. You might be able to hear the birds outside. Just trying to work out what I'm thinking and feeling today, and I actually cannot put words to it at the moment. And so rather than try and work it out, I thought, let me just press record and let's see what happens. So today is Mothering Sunday. It's the first Mothering Sunday since my mother died. And I guess, as everybody does when they lose someone close to them, you go through a set of anniversaries for the first time, set of significant dates for the first time in the first 12 months. I already had my birthday, so not long after, only a few days after my mother died. It was my birthday, my 60th birthday. And that was quite an event in the sense that, well, it was not only my birthday and I missed my mum, but it was my 60th. It's been through that event, and then there was the funeral, and now we have Mothering Sunday for the first time since she's died. Normally I'd pop down and visit. I was here, I'm at my parents' garden now, and I was here a year ago, and the lockdown was just beginning, so I zipped down and gave Mum, I forget now, some flowers, I expect, certainly a card, quite probably a present. And I knew that was the last time I was going to see her for a while, because the lockdown was starting. I did give her a kiss, which she took me off, I remember, because I just forgot myself. Part of the lockdown rules at beginning at that point was you weren't supposed to make physical contact, and I saw my mum sitting in a chair in what we call our breakfast room, and I went over and I just gave her a kiss without even thinking, and she told me off because I don't think you're supposed to be doing that, and she was quite right, of course. And then that was the last physical contact I had with her for months and months. I don't know next time, but I do remember that, and it was lovely to see her on Mothering Sunday. And I can't believe it's a year on. In some ways it feels like a couple of weeks ago, in some ways it feels like years and years ago. A lot has happened in the last 12 months for all of us, with COVID-19, lockdown issues, and many other situations. And of course, for me and my family, my mother's death. So here we are, a year on. And how am I feeling? I wish I could put words to it. I mean, later on, I shall go up to my mother's grave. That's why I'm down here, really, for the weekend, is to make the short journey from Little Chart up to Pluckley to the churchyard and to visit the grave. My sister and her husband and my father will also be there, and we'll pay our respects. We'll have, I don't know, I suppose some silent moments there of our own personal reflection. We'll see. I don't know how to think about at the moment. I don't know how to prepare for it. I suppose I don't need to. I don't need to overthink it. But we'll go up there this afternoon. I think the weather will be decent. It's a beautiful sunny morning. I think and hope it will be. I expect it'll be very quiet there. And we'll spend some time there. And I'm looking forward to it and not looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it in one sense that I want to honour my mother. That's the thinking I have. Not a feeling, is it? I don't know. It's a thought. I want to honour her. I want to perhaps let myself know that I am not forgetting her. I mean, I don't think I ever could, but part of going there is to perhaps reinforce in myself that I will not forget Mum, and I will honour Mum, and not just at the funeral or other, you know, at the time of her death, but now and always. So perhaps that's part of the reason for going, is for me to reinforce that in myself. And part is to, I think part of it is also to remember her and to think about her and remember the funeral in that church, the funeral service and the burial, and how wonderful a day it was. I mean, sad as anything, but wonderful, because we were able to truly celebrate Mum's life. Her life was extraordinary. And she had such a positive impact on us as a family and so many other people. So I want to honour that. But I'm also feeling like I don't want to be there. And I suppose it's simply because it reminds me of my loss, which I'm feeling very much. And I feel tearful already. And I have a strange feeling in my gut, I suppose. It's uncomfortable in my gut, and my head has a head. Is it my head? I suppose has a sort of a strange tingling feeling in it as I record this, as I've been thinking about missing Mum and going to the grave will reinforce that sense of loss. I know that. So I don't have any words of wisdom today. Sometimes I record these having realized that I've learned something, perhaps something useful to me, maybe something useful to other people. But today, I don't know that I've learned anything, at least not yet. Perhaps I'll record another one afterwards and there'll be something meaningful that I'll be able to share. But today, I don't think I have anything at this point meaningful to share. Perhaps you can just pray for me and my family, my sister, her husband Wilson, my father, as we go out to the grave today, and that this occasion is meaningful, that it is meaningful on an emotional level, a spiritual level, but it's meaningful for our relationships as a family too, that these events continue to bond us, and we are bonded more closely than ever. It's true, and I'm grateful for that. So perhaps today that's something that I pray could come out of today, is a reinforcing of how much we love each other and value each other, and in that way also honour the impact that Mum had on us all. Well, that'll do for this morning. If any of this is useful, then amen to that. If not, I think it might have been useful to me, and I hope that wherever you are, if you're having any special thoughts about your own mother, whether she's alive or dead, if you're reflecting on your mother today, I pray that you're able to find something to be grateful for, even something small. Perhaps you've got a lot to be grateful for, and I know I have, but perhaps even if it's something small, I hope and pray that Mothering Sunday this year for you will be an experience that helps you to be grateful for your mother. Right, that'll do for today. Until the next time, I hope and pray that you find that though weeping may remain for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Take care and God bless.